Have you ever wondered why lying comes so naturally to humans? From the white lies we tell daily to elaborate deceptions that shape history, dishonesty seems woven into our DNA. This isn't a moral failing, it's our evolutionary heritage. We might better be called Homo phallax, deceptive man, than Homo sapiens, wise man. Our minds evolved not primarily for truth-seeking, but for reproductive success. And deception offered significant advantages in the struggle to survive and reproduce. Deceit permeates all human relationships, between parents and children, spouses, employers and employees, governments and citizens. Despite claiming to value honesty, we're dimly aware that too much truth can be antisocial. Consider how characters like Dostoevsky's Plinsmishkin or Jim Carrey in Liar Liar create chaos through absolute honesty. Research reveals undergraduates lie to their mothers in half of conversations and to strangers 80% of the time. On average, we tell 3 lies per 10 minutes of conversation, and this only counts explicit verbal falsehoods. The paradox of deception is that it must conceal its own existence to be effective. This makes it simultaneously ubiquitous and elusive. Like water to fish, we swim in deception so constantly we rarely notice it. Deception exists throughout the biosphere, not just in humans. Living things communicate through form, color, chemicals, behavior, and sound. And contrary to earlier biological beliefs, these communications aren't always truthful. The mirror orchid exemplifies natural deception by mimicking female wasp pheromones and appearance. Male wasps attempt to mate with the flower, unknowingly distributing pollen. This represents evolutionary wisdom accumulated over millions of years. The mimic octopus demonstrates similar deception by transforming into venomous creatures through changes in shape, color, and movement. These examples illustrate a fundamental principle. When force isn't an option, use guile. Organisms constantly predict others' behavior to survive, enabling deception while driving better mind reading, creating an evolutionary arms race that shaped our cognitive capabilities. Why did humans develop such extraordinarily large brains? The Machiavellian intelligence hypothesis suggests that deception and detection needs drove primate brain evolution. Social interactions require chess-like planning several moves ahead while anticipating others' responses, demanding exceptional intelligence. Language enhanced our deceptive capabilities. Words require minimal energy, making promises easy to break compared to physical actions. This explains why we instinctively trust nonverbal cues over verbal statements. Our ancient detection systems remain more attuned to physical tells. The genuine smile, documented by neurologist Guillaume Duchenne, demonstrates this distinction. True happiness engages the orbicularis oculi muscles around the eyes, creating crow's feet, while fake smiles only activate mouth muscles. Babies reserve genuine Duchenne smiles for mothers while offering counterfeit ones to strangers. Deception creates measurable stress when facing skeptical audiences. Liars reveal themselves through elevated voice pitch, blushing, increased perspiration, micro-expressions of guilt, or wooden behavior. Self-deception evolved as nature's solution to this Pinocchio problem. By hiding uncomfortable truths from our conscious minds, we conceal them more effectively from others, avoiding telltale stress signals. Scientific evidence confirms that introspection gives us only a partial, misleading picture of our inner lives. Our minds operate like icebergs, with conscious awareness representing only the visible tip, while vast unconscious processes churn below. Thoughts often pop into our heads unbidden. Creative breakthroughs frequently emerge during relaxation after intense conscious struggle. Mathematician Henri Poincaré noted how solutions came to him suddenly while boarding buses or walking, suggesting their unconscious origins. Benjamin Libet's experiments revealed that when subjects pressed a button at will, their brains began preparing for action over a third of a second before conscious awareness of the decision, contradicting our belief that conscious decisions initiate actions. There's also a half-second delay between a stimulus and conscious sensation. The brain creates a seamless experience by unconsciously backdating sensations, creating the illusion of instantaneous response, demonstrating how conscious experience systematically distorts reality through unconscious neuroprocesses. Social interaction resembles a high-stakes poker game we play best when unaware we're playing it. We anticipate others' moves while concealing our intentions, creating tension between effective social navigation and self-deception. Nature's solution? Split the mind, allowing consciousness to remain naive while Machiavellian intelligence operates behind the scenes. Expert poker players employ animal-like defensive strategies. The poker face, camouflage, distracting chatter like a killdeer's broken wing display, and unpredictable behavior. They read others' tells while suppressing their own and creating false signals to mislead opponents. We play social poker in the dark because concealing the game's mechanics is part of the competition. As unconscious players, we manipulate others while remaining innocent of our self-serving intentions. This self-deception is so complete that when accused of manipulation, we can sincerely take offense, like a manager who genuinely believes they're providing constructive feedback while unconsciously undermining a rival. Freud proposed everyone possesses an unconscious instrument to interpret others' hidden communications, a Machiavellian module that operates like radar, detecting subtle social signals that reveal true intentions beneath surface behaviors. Research shows 80 to 90% of conversation discusses other people, with two-thirds focusing on immediate social networks. Robin Dunbar suggests speech evolves specifically for gossip, as our ancestors needed a more efficient social bonding mechanism than physical grooming. The seemingly trivial nature of gossip is explained by the coded communication hypothesis. We unconsciously select stories that symbolically portray the interpersonal dynamics unfolding in our present interaction. For example, a woman might tell her domineering husband about her controlling boss, indirectly expressing frustration she can't voice directly. Or friends discussing a two-faced acquaintance might actually be negotiating trust issues within their own relationship. These encoded messages typically emerge when direct communication is disadvantageous. The author describes how his wife, Subrina, unconsciously helped calm a distressed mother and baby on a bus by criticizing a friend's parenting within earshot. The mother moved away, became calmer, and the baby stopped crying. Subrina was unaware of the connection between her story and the situation, demonstrating how we unconsciously share stories that serve immediate social purposes. While self-deception serves protective psychological functions, we must minimize its harmful effects. The most dangerous forms are collective delusions, patriotism, moral crusades, religious fervor, that divide the world into good and evil. These tribal instincts, once crucial for survival, now fuel major conflicts. Understanding ourselves requires systematic, scientific investigation, not mere introspection. Our Machiavellian unconscious filters information, creating a gap between unconscious awareness and conscious perception. We operate as naive realists who mistake our interpreted reality for objective truth. Depression may involve a deficit in self-deception rather than distorted thinking. Studies show high self-deception correlates with mental health, suggesting normality may depend on strategic self-deception. Depressed individuals often demonstrate more accurate self-assessment, a phenomenon called depressive realism. When catching deception in yourself or others, remember you're witnessing an ancient evolutionary adaptation that helped our ancestors survive. By acknowledging this fundamental aspect of our nature, we gain power to make conscious choices about when honesty serves us better than comfortable deceptions.